朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
在我们的人生中充满了挫折。
Our lives are full of setbacks.
不论是工作的变迁，生意的失败，
It could be change of job or fail in our business.
或者是家庭的困难，关系的破裂，
Our difficulty in our family, a broken relationship.
因为我们都是罪人，生活在一个充满罪恶的世界中。
Because all of us are sinners and living in a world of sin.
当然，我们也知道挫折是对我们一种考验。
But we all know that setbacks are a test to all of us.
要帮助我们能够成长。
It helps us grow.
所以我们说吃得苦中苦方为人上人。
So the test of all the setbacks are really building up people.
但怎么样能够在挫折之后重新的站立起来呢？
How can we restart or regroup after such a setback?
这是我们今天要一同思考的题目。
That's what we all want to discuss today.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们在你的面前把你的圣言打开。
Heavenly Father, we open your book in front of us.
同时我们也打开我们的心和我们的耳朵。
We also open our heart and our ears.
我们求圣洁的灵运行在我们当中。
We ask that Holy Spirit work inside in
向我们每一个人内心说话。
And speak to our heart.
让我们听到我们该听的话。
So that we hear what we ought to hear.
也给我们力量能够遵照你的话去行。
And also give us strength to follow your word.
好叫我们得你的喜悦和祝福。
So that we can receive your blessings and pleasure.
这样的祈求是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Praise in name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们怎么样重新开始？
How do we restart?
我想我们每一个人都知道。
We probably all know.
基督徒都应当知道。
Our Christians should know.
You 帮我按一下。这个东西对我不友善。Not friendly. 其实只有三个步骤。
Really, there are only three steps.
第一，回到神面前。
First, you have to return to God.
第二，悔改与神和好。
And then make peace with God.
第三，领受神的话。
And finally, to receive God's words.
因为当我们失败挫折之后，多半是由于我们的不依靠神。
Because all our failures,It's because we didn't rely on God.
或者是我们自大疏忽。
Or because we're self-centered or neglect God.
换句话说，多半是因为我们远离神的一个结果。
In another word, it's because we leave God.
一个真实活在基督耶稣里的人是不会有挫折的。
A person really living in God shouldn't have setback.
所以我们第一个要做的事就是回到神的面前。
So the first thing we ought to do is to return to God.
然后承认我们自己的罪。
We admit our sin.
有一个真实悔改的心。
To have a truthful heart to repent.
最后我们从神的话中得到更新的力量。
And then we receive this restoring power from God's word.
我们能够重新的开始。
So that we can restart.
今天我们要从圣经旧约当中一个人物一个领袖的经历来看如何从失败之后重新的站立起来。
So today we're going to go back to the Old Testament and learn the experience of this this leader and to know how he get back.
这一位领袖就是约书亚。
This leader is Joshua.
我们先来看看他的背景。
Let's look at his background.
当以色列人在3000多年前离开埃及为奴之地，准备进入神所应许的迦南地时。
About 3,000 years ago, when Israelites about to leave the slavery land in Egypt and enter the promised land.
他们在约书亚的领导之下，不伤一族的就攻破了迦南地的第一个坚固城堡耶利哥。
They were under this leadership of Joshua. They didn't have any casualty when they conquered this the fortified city of Jericho.
这一群是经过旷野40年折腾的乌合之众，是没有可能打败耶利哥城的人。
This group of people has been through so many years of slavery, and they were weak. They were not supposed to conquer Jericho.
但神借着一位妓女，名叫拉合，带给他们一个非常重要的信息。
God has used this prostitute named Rahab to bring them this message.
就是告诉他们说耶利哥城的人是外强中干啊。
The message is that the people in Jericho is only looking powerful, but they are weak inside.
他们所依靠的只不过是那一个古老看起来很坚固但是实际上很脆弱的城墙。
They rely only on this seemingly strong wall of the city.
事实上约书亚根本没有攻击这一座城墙。
As a matter of fact, Joshua didn't directly attack the stronghold.
他就是完全依靠神，然后他们大声的喊叫，这个城墙就塌了。
They relied on God and they shouted, and then this wall collapsed.
这一个胜利太容易了，使他们心都骄傲起来。
This victory was so easy, so they become content.
他们看下一个要攻击的这个小城叫做爱，就藐视它。
Now they look upon the next city of Ai and becomes very proud.
这一个城呢、啊，爱虽然小，但是地理位置很重要。
A city of Ai, it is in a very important location.
因为当时迦南地还是一个城邦的制度，各城都有各城的王。
Canaan at the time was divided into different areas, and they all have their own king.
爱城在通往西边各城的一个要口上。
I was in this fort, to all the other cities.
如果以色列人不攻下爱城，这西边北边所有的诸王就会联合起来把他们重新赶回到旷野去。
Israelites had to take the city of Ai in order to defend other kings from the north, from the west.
那很可惜的，以色列人他们大意轻敌。
Unfortunately, Israelites become very self,
they neglect, their enemy, yeah. 那还有一件很严重的罪。
The other, a serious sin was committed here.
就是他们当中一位领袖叫亚干，为了贪财的缘故，就私自藏了神命令要交出来的战利品。
One leader called Achan was greedy and took the devoted things that God warned them.
所以以色列人就大大的失败在小小的爱城军队的面前。
So Israel was defeated badly in front of the little city of Ai.
当时以色列人跟约书亚他们都在懊恼之中，怎么能够有这样的事呢？
And all the Israelites become so disappointed. How could this happen?
他们能够强战胜那个强大的耶利哥城，却败于这个小小的爱城。
They have already conquered the great city of Jericho, but they lost in this small city.
他们就求告神，神就告诉他们。
They pled to God, and God told them.
因为他们当中有人贪财，取了不该取的东西。
Because one of them, one among them had committed crime, committed this sin to take what should not be taken.
所以以色列人在仇敌的面前就站立不住。
So the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies.
神就对他们说，你们若不把当灭的物除掉，我就不再与你们同在。
And God said, if you don't remove all those that should be devoted, I will not be with you.
于是众人就抽签，就抽出雅干来。
And they draw, and then they find Achan.
他们就到他的帐篷，就在他帐篷的地下挖出了200舍客勒的银子，50舍客勒的金条。
And they went to his tent.And uncovered, dig out the loot of value.
差不多等于一个人一年十年的工资。
The value is approximately a person's 10 years of salary.
所以以色列人因着亚干一人的罪，导致于所有的人都被神厌弃而惨遭失败。
Israelites got.This defeat because of one person in Achan's sin.
今天我们称为，如果教会中少数人的罪导致于全部的人在困境中，为亚干之罪。
A few person can cause the big sin of our church.
This we call the sin of Achan, 就是连累之罪。
The sin of Achan is to be associated with a few bad person.
于是以色列人就把亚干带到一个山谷去，用石头打死。
So they, Israelites took Achan to a valley and stoned him.
他们把所有他的东西都烧得干干净净。
They also burned all his possessions.
神才应许他们可以打败爱城。
After that, God promised they would take a city of.
在这个之后，他们不再敢轻敌，他们就派了十倍以前的军队去彻底的消灭了爱城的人。
After that, they sent more soldiers to fight to take the city of Ai.
这里给我们一个教训。
Here's the lesson.
就是在教会、在团契、在家中。如果有人故意去犯罪违背神，所有其他的人都会受到影响，受到挫折。
The lesson is in family, in our church, if a few people that sin against God, the entire group would be affected.
除非把这个罪暴露出来对付掉，否则很难再得神的祝福。
The sin has to be exposed and dealt with.In order to be blessed by God.
其实我们的神不是在那里天天纠察我们，好像要加罪于我们的神。
Our God is not a God who always visits us sin, and also is not always willing to punish us.
他是极有丰富的恩典和怜悯。
Instead, God is full of mercy.And blessings.
问题是我们犯罪了，我们就失去了与他的联系。
The thing is, when we sin against him, we lost this relationship.
我们就不再能够接受他给我们的恩典跟爱。
We no longer can receive this grace and blessing.
除非我们重新的与他和好。
Unless we mend this relationship.
因为神看重的不是一切其他的东西，他看重的是我们与他亲密的关系。
Because our God cared more about our relationship with him more than anything else.
每一次我们犯罪跌倒挫败都是一个危机但也是一个转机。
Every time we offend, it's a setback, but it's also a comeback.
我们可以重新的与他建立关系。
We can restore this relationship with him.
所以我们来看看约书亚在重大的挫折之后怎么样重新的站立起来。
So let's see how Joshua recovered from this major setback.
首先我们要明白神是在等候人来回应他。
First, we need to realize that God is waiting for man to come back to respond.
约书亚第八章三十节说我们一起来念请。那时约书亚在以巴路山上为耶和华以色列的神筑一座坛。当神把人的罪显明出来人诚实的面对自己的罪是最好的办法。
The best way is for God to expose our sins and for us to face it.
但人的本性都是会隐藏罪的。
But the man's nature is to hide our sins.
好像当亚当犯罪之后他就躲避神。
When Adam sinned against God, he hid.
神主动的来找他他就归罪于夏娃。
God came out to find Adam, but Adam just ascribed all this to Eva.
他甚至说是你造的那个女人引诱了我。
He said, you're the woman you created enticed me.
其实神来询问亚当不是要惩罚他而是要给他机会悔改。
Well, God is not coming to Adam to punish him, but want to give him a chance to repent.
但很可惜的亚当没有做正确的选择。
Unfortunately, Adam didn't make the right choice.
犯罪以后不要怕犯罪而是要怕犯罪后不肯真心的悔改。
After sin, people should not be afraid of it.But should truly repent.
所以当约书亚得了这个爱城的教训之后他就深信要遵守神的命令。
After the bad experience of city of Ai, Joshua decided to obey God.
所以他就想尽快的把神的命令律法能够在事件这个地方向百姓来宣告。
He wanted to give God's law in this place of Shechem to his people.
因为这是一件非常重要的事情。
Because this is very important.
因为我们对付罪是需要有行动的。
Our dealing with the sin depends on our action.
亚干被除掉之后才有爱城的胜利。
After the removal of Achan,There comes the victory of city.
但这还不够。
But that's not enough.
我们必须重新的回到神面前来与神立约。
We have to come back to God and make a new covenant.
筑坛代表着与神相交。
Building an altar means a fellowship with God.
犯罪以后我们要回到神面前来赶紧与神重新建立这个关系。
After our offense, we need to come back to God and establish this relationship.
夫妻两个人吵架之后，当然需要彼此认罪。
After some fight among spouse, we have to repent to each other.
但是互相原谅之后，更重要的事情要一同的来到神面前，重新建立关系。
After forgiveness, we still need to come back to God.And establish this relationship.
事件这个地方在离爱城大概北边20英里的地方。
Shechem is north of the city of Ai, about 200 miles.
当以色列人他们要从爱城赶到，就是用最快的速度，也需要两天的时间才能到达事件。
It took the Israelites 2 days to get to Shechem.From the city of Ai.
那为什么要冒这个危险？南边都还没有征服，就要到北边去筑坛呢
why they risk this, this risk this traveling before everybody, everything else was safe.
就好像我们两个人夫妻之间有了矛盾和好，那为什么要冒险再去花更多的时间去亲近神呢？
Like in the situation of a family as a spouse, why do we want to risk before, to be with the Lord before everything settled?
有两个原因。
Two reasons here.
因为约书亚认为宣读神的律法是攻克迦南地的基础。
Joshua, redeemed this, the law of the Lord, the foundation for his victory.
在他们还没有进入迦南地以前，神就告诉约摩西说，他们进入迦南地要到示剑去筑坛。
Before they even came into the Canaan, they were told by Moses to go to the place called the Shechem to build an altar.
第二，在耶利哥跟爱城的胜利之后，这个是大大的出南方诸王他们的意外。
Because the victory in Jericho and the event in city of Ai was out of expectation.
所以在那个时刻是没有人敢去追赶他们，所以他们要趁着胜利赶紧把重要的事做了。
Nobody dared to treat them at the time of their victory.
夫妻或者家人一同来到神面前与神立约，这是一件非常重要的事。
When a couple or a friend or family come into in front of God, it's very important.
因为我们的和好如果没有 involve, 没有神的介入，就不是真正有效的和好。
So our harmony, if it's without God's blessing, it doesn't matter.
因为没有神的保护跟祝福，我们就得不到真正的恩典。
Without God's blessing, we will not receive the grace.
但我们要按照神的话来建造。
So, but we still need to build according to God's words.
我们一起来念第31节，请。是用没有动过铁器的整石头筑的，照着耶和华仆人摩西所吩咐以色列人的话，正如摩西律法书上所写的，众人在这坛上给耶和华献燔祭和平安祭。祭坛有许多的意义。
Altar has many meanings.
但最基本的意思是讲到人与神之间的交流。
The basic meaning is the relationship between man and God.
借着筑坛的这一个过程来表明人对神的寻求。
Through this building, that it would manifest man's seeking God.
今天我们在教会当中，我们没有具体的祭坛。
In our church, there's not a concrete altar.
天主教称前面这个桌子呢，他们叫它祭坛。
Catholicism called the table in front the altar.
所以你们若参观天主教的教堂，甚至有一些根正教古老的教堂，他们中间是放的一个桌子叫祭坛，那讲台是在旁边的。
If you go to a Catholic church, see the table in the front is called altar, and the podium is on the side.
那这个讲道的人要在旁边讲，不能在中间讲。
So the speaker or messenger would be standing on the side.
这个桌子上摆的通常是主餐的物件或者是圣经。
The altar would hold the Bible and also the commission.
早些的时候，许多西方基督徒、美国人，特别是他们的家中都有一本很大字的圣经。
On early days, the believers has a big the Bible in their house.
他们称为 family Bible, 家庭圣经。
It's called a family Bible.
他们是放在客厅明显的地方。
It was placed in the very obvious place in the guest room.
这个其实是对儿女一种很好的教育。
It's a good instruction to the children.
要他们知道神的话第一优先。
So to let them know God's word comes first.
筑坛有一定的讲究，是要按照神所定规的样式。
There are rules at building this altar. according to God's words.
不可以用铁器雕凿过的石头。
Has to use uncut stones that has not been processed by iron tools.
因为当时迦南人他们筑坛都是用美丽的石雕来装饰，吸引人的注意。
When Canaan people building their buildings, they would use all the stones with embellishment.
甚至有许多污秽的图案刻在石头上。
Some of this bad images they would cut on the stone.
今天你们去参观世界上各处，不论任何地方的庙，甚至包括天主教、基督教的这些教堂，都是有许多许多的石雕。
In the world nowadays, the temples or the churches were built with stones.
这些石雕都是华丽，充满了神秘。
Some sculptures was very beautiful and wonderfully made.
但是真神根本就不要这一些来让人有想象力的东西。
But our true God doesn't want to enjoy any of that.
他要我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
He wants us to worship with our heart and truth.
然后他要我们在坛上献燔祭和平安祭。
He wants us to give our offerings, our fellowship on this altar.
这个燔祭是奉献的祭，平安祭是和好的祭。
The burnt offering is sacrifice, and the fellowship is for relationship.
那神要我们常常献上奉献的祭，跟与他与人和好的祭。
God wants us to offer this burnt offerings and also the fellowship offerings.
因为我们若不把神放在第一位，我们就会被这个世俗所影响，习惯所带坏。
If we don't keep God first, we'll be led to what the world wants us to be.
我自己也常常忽略。
Myself sometimes also can be ignoring.
前天我儿子他把两个孙女交给我们。
My son trust me with his two daughters.
Yeah, my granddaughters. 然后他们带着岳父大人到芝加哥去送他坐飞机回台湾。
They went to Chicago with their in-laws and went back to Taiwan.
所以我跟师母就守着两个小人。
And me and Mrs. Wu were in care of these two grandchildren.
那我们吃完饭陪他们玩。
After dinner, when we played with them,
那他们就吵着要看这个卡通 DVD.
And they argued to watch the cartoon DVD.
那我们只好让他们看了，但是看了看就睡着了，就睡觉了。
When we watched, we fall into sleep.
那我就后悔，我们没有趁着这个机会带着他们来筑坛，来教他们向神献祭。
Only thing I regret is at the time of play, we didn't get a chance to let them build this altar.
这种机会不多，这个是你自己的决定。
This kind of opportunity flee us.
很多重要的决定都在一念之间。
Many of our important decisions come in the flesh.
要不要在家里面建筑一个祷告敬拜的祭坛，这是你自己的决定。
How do we need to build this altar in our home?
那怎么样，如何来建筑，到底要做什么事呢？
And how do we build it? And what are we using it for?
我们应当把大家的注意力集中在神的话上。
We need to concentrate in God's words.
我们再来念32节。约书亚在那里当着以色列人面前将摩西所写的律法抄写在石头上。这一批的以色列人出埃及，他们是第二代。
This generation of Israel is the second generation.
他们没有经历过神在埃及在红海所行的神迹。
They have not experienced what God has did for them in Israel, in Egypt, and across the Red Sea.
他们也没有在西乃山上与神立过约。
They have not make any covenant with God in Mount Sinai.
所以约书亚急急切切的要教导他们重新的来与神立约。
So Joshua feel urgent to make this covenant with them.
你自己信了耶稣，但是你的孩子们还没有经历神。
If you have received Jesus, your children may not have.
你应当急急切切的把他们带到神的面前。
You have to hurry to bring them in front of God.
因为教导儿女神的律法不是学校的责任。
Because teaching God's law is not the responsibility of school.
甚至不是教会的责任，而是父母的责任。
Not even the responsibility of our church, but of our parents.
如果我们自己不注重神的话，也不要想我们的儿女会爱神，会爱神的话。
If we don't put God first, we can't expect our children to respect God's words.
因为神要我们看重他的话，他的话是我们属灵生命的粮食。
Because God wants us to concentrate in His words, which are our food.
在诗篇十九篇，大卫说：“耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧；耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。”这里说到神话语的作用。
Here we know God's word has so many functionality.
那第一，他说能够苏醒人心。
First, he said God's word can revive people's soul.
我们都知道人一生的果效都是由心发出。
Our life's fruits are coming from our hearts.
但我们的心常常受世界的影响，很容易被蒙蔽的。
But we're always impacted by the world that our heart can be disguised.
别人说，哎呀，赚钱很重要，所以我们也去努力的赚钱。
People would say money is important, and then we strive to earn money.
别人说，哎呀，买大房子很重要，因为能够保值啊。
People can try to say that the house can keep its value.
So 结果我们也去借钱买大房子。
So we would do anything to buy a bigger one.
那当我们来读神的话，神的话这样的说，不要积攒财宝在地上，要积攒财宝在天上。
God says, "Don't amass treasure in the world, but to amass treasure in the heaven."
所以我们就能够醒悟过来。
It can wake us.
基督徒，我们不应当像世人一样去追求今生的富裕。
Christians should not pursue the pleasure of this world.
我们应当预备永生。
We should always prepare for everlasting eternity.
神的话使我们的心苏醒过来。
Because God's words can revive us.
第二，神的话能够使愚人有智慧。
Second, God's words can make wise the simple.
我在国内遇到一位老姐妹，她没有文化，大字不是一个。
I met an old sister in country, she's illiterate.
那当他信主之后，他就开始学的读圣经。
But after she accept Lord, she studied the Bible.
他请他的孙子教他怎么是认圣经的字。
She asked her grandchildren to help her, to learn the word.
他遇到人就拉圣经问他说，这个字怎么念，什么意思？
He would ask even a stranger about the word in the Bible.
你知道，几年之后，他居然成为那个地方家庭教会的领袖。
After a few years, she became the leader of a Bible study, a family Bible study.
两年多前，刘姐妹才过去被主接去。
Two years ago, Sister Liu was to be with the Lord.
很奇妙的，一个小学都没读的一位妇人，她居然能够管理那些大学毕业的大学生。
Amazingly, this lady who has never been to a school and now can even lead a Bible study of the grown-ups.
怎能有这样的事呢？是因为神的话使人有智慧。
How can this be? It's because God's word can make people wise.
如果你觉得你很聪明，你其实很难明白神的话的。
If you think you are clever, it will be hard for you to know God's words.
因为神的话向聪明人就隐藏，向有心追求的人就显明。
Because God's words are hidden to the wise, but to show to the simple.
第三，神的话能够快活人的心。
God's word can give joy to the hearts.
前一阵子我遇到一些事情，让我灵里面受伤，心境低落。
A few days ago, I was not very happy.
甚至我都不想读圣经。其实那个是我最需要神话语的时刻。
At the time, I don't even want to read the Bible, but then it was really important for me to read the Bible.
有一天我在准备查经的时候，我就读到约翰一书第一章第四节。
When I was preparing for the Bible teaching, I read the book of John, chapter 4.
First John, chapter 1, 4. 约翰说，我将这些话写给你们，是要使你们喜乐充足。The word I written to you, is to make you joyful. 突然在我里面就有一个非常释放的感觉。
I feel quite released in this word.
原来神给我他的话是叫我里面有真实的喜乐。
Because God's word has brought the true pleasure in my heart.
所以我越读我就越喜乐。
The more I read, the more I was pleased.
我就能够走出阴影。
And then I can get out of this state.
真的，神的话能够快活人的心。
Really, God's word gives joy to our hearts.
第四，神的话能够明亮人的眼目。
God's word can also give light to our eyes.
原文的意思是照亮人的眼睛。
The verses say, God's word can shine on our eyes.
一个人他的视力再好，二十二十也有看不清楚的时候。
Even though you could have a good sight of 20/20, you could still have time you cannot see clearly.
因为光线不够，你就看不见。
If the light is dim, you wouldn't see.
没有光，视力再好也无用。
Without light, your sight is totally useless.
圣经说，圣灵就是神的光。
In the Bible, it says, Holy Spirit is God's light.
圣灵进到我们的里面，充满在我们里面，我们里面就有光。
When the Holy Spirit comes into us and shine on us, we have light.
里面有光，什么事都看得见。
If we have light within, we'll see everything.
这就是为什么保罗说，属灵的人能够渗透万事。
That's why Paul has said that a spiritual man.Can overcome everything.
那个不是指这样的人比别人都聪明。
Not that this type of people are smart than anybody else.
乃是因为他们里面有圣灵的光。
Because they have the light of the Spirit.
什么时候我们愿意，我们求圣灵来充满，来光照我们。
Whenever we are willing to accept Holy Spirit to light us.
马上我们里面就会看见许多我们过去看不见的一些事实。
Instantly we'll see what we not able to see previously.
有位弟兄曾经跟我说，他说在信主以前，他觉得自己是一个很不错的人，没有犯过什么罪。
Once a brother told me before he accepted God, he thought he was blameless.
可是当他信主之后，有一天他被圣灵感动，他就突然想起他小的时候对他的母亲不太恭敬。
After he believed in God, he suddenly remembered when he was young, he wasn't respectful to his mom.
他甚至会用不好的字去咒骂他的母亲。
He once cursed his mom.
所以他就跪下来就向神祷告，没想到他一祷告他就流泪满面。
And he then just get down on his knees and pray, and he become very sad and cried.
所以他就写了一封信向他的母亲认罪。
He wrote a letter to repent to his mother.
这就是人他的眼目被光照的意思。
This is what it means that a man's eyes got be shined on.
每一天我们来读神的话，圣灵都可以在我们里面工作。
Every day, every time we read God's words, the Holy Spirit works inside us.
神能够使我们里面一片光明。
God can make our inner world bright.
所以约书亚就将摩西的律法把它刻在石头上，可能是十诫。
So Joshua wrote God's law on this stone.
用这个石头做一个记号来呼唤百姓一同向神立约。
Use this stone as a symbol for his people to make covenant with God.
然后才来给他们神的祝福。
Then they would receive God's blessings.
我们来读第三十三节一同来。以色列众人无论是本地人是寄居的和长老官长并审判官都站在约柜两旁在抬耶和华约柜祭司利未人面前一半对着基利新山一半对着以巴路山为以色列民祝福正如耶和华仆人摩西先前所吩咐的在生命记第十一章二十九节神曾经告诉摩西叫他们进入迦南地要这样子的与神立约。
In the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy, Moses has told them to come to the land of Canaan to pray to God.
所以他就约书亚就带领的百姓来到示剑这个地方。
So Joshua led his people to the place called Shechem.
这是一个第一件他要做的事情。
This would be his first thing to do.
因为他要帮助以色列人让他们能够与神立约免得他们的心分散了。
He wanted to help the people to make covenant with God.
示剑这个地方很奇妙的一个地理形式在两个半圆形的山丘的山谷中心。
Shechem has this geological feature. It is located within two mountains.
那这两个半圆形的山谷就好像一个露天的剧场一样。
It looks like a natural amphitheater, at this place.
那这之间大概有500码的一个空地。
In between this round mountain, it's about 1.5 kilometer.Distance.
啊，他大声说话的话，全地的人几乎都可以听见的。
When he talk loudly, everybody can hear him.
所以这是一个宣读律法很好的一个地方。
So it's the best place to read the law.
那为什么要把祝福的话沉铭在基利新山，将咒诅的话沉铭在以巴路山呢
？So why did he proclaim the blessings?At Mount Gerizim and the curses at Mount Ebal.
那有人解释，因为基利新山是向着西南这个太阳西晒的地方，所以它的山上的树木都很茂盛。
People say Mount Gerizim facing the sunset.
那以巴路山呢，就比较多岩石光秃。
Mount Ebal is barren.
更重要的是，其实神要我们宣读他的话。来祝福或者警告。
Most important things, God wants us to know His word of blessings as well as curses.
因为神要提醒我们不要犯罪。
God wants us, remind us to not offend sin against Him.
同时神要我们传主的福音叫人也得福。
And also, it's for us to proclaim God's words.
那今天我们有没有跟我们的好朋友我们周遭的人我们的儿女来传达神的祝福呢
Today have we proclaim God's word to our families, to our friends.
那到今天为止，我其实还是有一些的后悔。
I always have some regret today.
就是在我孩子还小的时候，我没有，因为太忙碌，又在念神学，所以没有花很多的时间在家中设立祭坛。
That I regret I did not spend time to teach my children and make and build this altar at home.
所以就失去了神许多的祝福。
So I believe that we have lost some of God's blessings.
你知道祝福的反面就是咒诅。
The opposite of blessings is curses.
没有祝福其实就是活在咒诅中。
Without blessings, people lived in curses.
以色列民他们站在约柜旁，在利未人的旁边，一同读神的话。
Israelites stand by the Ark of Covenants and read God's words.
今天我们在家里面，在我们住的地方，也应当有敬拜的祭坛。
Today, at where we live, in our family, in our home, we should build this altar.
其实我们都是新约的利未人。
Because we are all Levitus in the New Testament.
我们有责任来宣告神的话。
We have this duty to proclaim God's word.
让我们的邻居朋友，我们的儿女都能够认识神。
To our neighbors, to our children, so that they can know God.
你不要等到孩子们都长大，他们离开家，他们也远离神，那你后悔也无用。
Don't you wait until children are grown up and they left the home.
第五，我们要教导人遵行神的话。
Next, we want to instruct people to obey God's commands.
我们最后一起来念这一段经。随后，约书亚将律法上符咒诅的话，照着律法书上一切所写的，都宣读了一遍。摩西所吩咐的一切话，约书亚在以色列人全会众和妇女、孩子，并他们中间寄居的外邦人面前，没有一句不宣读的。这里有一个非常有趣的顺序。
Here is the interesting thing. Here is the sequence of events.
约书亚先给以色列人祝福，然后才向他们宣读律法书上咒诅的话。
First, Joshua blessed the Israelites, and then he read the law.
其实神的恩典总是这样。
God's grace is always like this.
他先向人施恩，给人祝福，然后再向人提出警告。
He would give us grace, give us blessings, then give us instruction.
神先对亚当说，我要祝福你，使你能够生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
God told Adam to multiply and to manage this land.
I will bless you. 很重要吧。然后神才说，分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃，吃的时候日子就必定死。
And then God instructed him to don't eat from this the
tree of knowledge.
Tree of knowledge.
啊，神先对挪亚祝福，然后他与挪亚同行，他才告诉挪亚说，凡有血气的进来，他们的尽头已经来到，我要使大洪水泛滥全地。
God first blessed Noah to be with him, and then warned them the big flood shall come.
神先对亚伯拉罕说，我要叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。
God first tell Abraham that he will become the big nation.
然后他才对亚伯拉罕说，要把你所爱的独生子献上作为燔祭。
Then he told Abraham to offer his only son on the altar.
神总是先给人恩典祝福，然后才对人发出考验跟警告。
First, God would always give us grace and blessing.And then give us warning.
因为神的本质是爱，他愿意人得到他的祝福。
God has the nature of love. He wants us to receive his blessings.
他即便是警告我们，那个目的还是出于爱。
Even when he alerted us, It is always from the nature of love.
因为当人犯罪，人就与神分离，就不再可能得到神的祝福了。
Because when people sin against God, people will not receive the blessing.
好像一位父亲，他不会因为青少年开车容易出车祸，就不给他车子。
It's like a good father would not refrain from giving his children the privilege to drive even if it's dangerous.
他会先给他的儿子预备了女儿预备了车子才警告他。
He would give his children a car, prepare the car, and then warn them.
他说你开车的时候要小心要专心。
And to teach them to be safe, to be concentrated.
同时父亲也会做好准备万一车祸怎么办
And the father make preparation for any bad thing that could happen.
把话讲清楚是非常重要的事情
To speak plainly is very important.
因为我们人太容易忘记这些规则
Because people can forget all the rules easily.
我们也很容易被分心
We can be distracted.
年轻人出车祸 90% 都是因为 distraction 分心了
The 90% of accident was from distraction.
不管是打手机你听电话或者聊天等等
Distracted by phone, distracted by conversations.
所以我们需要常常被提醒
So we need to be reminded all the time.
同样的我们需要在家中在我们住的地方来建立与神相交的坛
Same way, we want to build this altar of fellowship at home.
然后我们在那里来读神的话，彼此的提醒。
Where we can read God's word and remind each other.
每一个在家中的人都应当参与。
All the members of our family should participate.
基督徒，我们分住在一个 apartment 里面，我们应当有这个 apartment 里面所有成员在一起的坛，有一个祭坛，就是一个祷告跟读经的坛。
Christians, if we are living in the apartment, you can build this altar.
那你当初要住在一起的目的何在？是因为你们都是基督徒，还是因为你们在一起能够比较省钱，还是因为大家在一起能够互相的帮助呢？
What purpose do you have when you first get together in this apartment to help each other, to fellowship?
我们应当有每个礼拜一次在一起祷告读圣经的时间
We should have this time each week to pray to read the Bible
在家里面也是这样这一个家庭的祭坛不是爸爸一个人来主持而已
The same way in our home the altar is not administered only by the father
每一个家庭的成员都应当来参与
Every member should take part
你知道有的时候让孩子们来设计家庭的敬拜是非常有趣的事情。
Sometimes let the children design the fellowship is very interesting.
他们也会很感兴趣也会更深刻地记住这件事。
They will get involved and be interested and remember all the experience.
当我们失败后我们要来重建首先我们要明白神其实已经在那里等候我们来回应他。
When we come back to rebuild after major setback, first we need to know God is waiting on us to respond.
神要我们按照他的话来与他和好，重建我们家中的祭坛。
God wants us to make peace with him and rebuild the altar at home.
不管我们所犯的罪是什么，神要我们集中注意在他的话语上。
No matter what kind of sins we have committed,God wants us to concentrate on His words.
我们要全家的人来与神立约，好领受他新的祝福。
Let us gather our family to make this covenant with God so that we can receive His blessings.
同时神要我们将他的祝福和咒诅都教导我们的后代。
God wants us to teach the blessings and curses as well to our children.
请记住了属灵重建的三个步骤
Please remember the three steps to reconstruct, rebuild
第一回到神的面前
Come back to God
第二与神和好
To make peace with God
第三领受神的话
and to receive God's words.
我们一起来重复一下。
Let's repeat this.
第一，回到神面，来，回到神面前。第二，与神和好。第三，领受神的话。我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
谢谢主，再一次用你的话来帮助提醒我们。
We again thank the Lord that use your words to remind us.
这世界有许多的声音，但没有一个能够像你的话一样进到我们的里面。
That there are so many voices in this world, but none of them are like your word that can come into our heart.
也没有一个像你的话具有那样翻转一切的能力。
None is so powerful like your words.
我们求圣灵让我们有一个渴慕你话语的心。
We also ask the Holy Spirit to give us this desire for your words.
让我们回去以后重建我们家中的祭坛，重建我们所住的地方，我们当有的敬拜。
So that we go back to our places and build your altar.And to have this fellowship with you.
愿主帮助我们，让我们在一个挫折之后能够重新的站立起来。
May God help us to come back from the setbacks and rebuild.
我们这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer in name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。